Listen, I've got to say this quietly, so turn the volume up at your end. That's better. Go on, all the way. Switch it up to 10, up to 11 if you want, like Spinal Tap. There. You can hear me now, can't you? See, I've got something to tell you. Something to confess. Only to you, mind. Something to come clean about. Something that happened the other night. And I don't want my children to hear about it. So, can you keep a secret? An embarrassing secret? Promise? It's something shameful, see? It happened in Treorchy. Well, you know what they're like up there. So, oh, I can't bring myself to say the words. Deep breath, face up to it. It's always better to get it off your chest. Here goes. I went out in Treorchy the other night, and in good convivial company, as the evening wore on, I found myself dad dancing. Believe it or not, it's 50 years since Max Boyce recorded that breakthrough album of his, Live in Treorchy. Mind you, my auntie never called it Live in Treorchy. She was always convinced that the title of the LP was an instruction. Live in Treorchy, like an estate agent's flyer or something. Anyway, half a century on, it wasn't Max Boyce in the rugby club lounge the other night. It was me. Well, there were a few others too. And I wasn't exactly top of the bill. In fact, I wasn't on the bill at all. But somebody I knew was George Cox, who was in Porth County the year below me. He was playing bass in the band, the Beatles Tribute Band. They were good, mind. So good that I couldn't resist it. I was up on that dance floor before you could say Patrick Swayze. And that's true. I know it for a fact, because none of the women present did say Patrick Swayze, whatever they were thinking. So I strutted my stuff like it was 1972 and Max Boyce hadn't quite been discovered yet. There I was, swinging the hips, playing air guitar, mouthing the lyrics, a bit of jiving, an attempt to do the twist, and then I tried to turn the whole thing into a ceilidh, daisy-chaining with a whole circle of random partners, who found it all highly amusing. I'm sure that's why they were laughing. With me, not at me. Dad dancing to immortality. Well, to the end of the track. Until I had to stop and catch my breath. And make a visit to the gentleman's. Seriously, it was all great fun. The lounge was packed, loads of old classmates to say hello to. A gang of Rhondda radio presenters in one corner, close to the bar I noticed. The group up on stage, the Lonely Hearts Club Band, belting out brilliant cover versions of the Fab Four's greatest hits, with real flair and attack, and no little musicianship. Local boys with real talent, and groups of friends just out for a good time on a Friday night. Well, not just out for a good time. As I said, seriously, it was all great fun. Serious fun. Because we were all there to support one of the worthiest and most impressive charitable causes ever set up locally. You probably know about it. You may well have supported it yourself. Thousands have. But if you'll spare me a few minutes, I'd like to remind you about it again now. Because at this time of year, Christmas, when we're gathered with our loved ones, our thoughts will turn naturally, as well, to those who are no longer with us. The Rhian Griffiths Forget-Me-Not Fund was founded by Rhian's family after she passed away in June 2012, aged just 25, having been diagnosed with cervical cancer. The fund supports the work of the Velindra Cancer Centre in Cardiff, where Rhian received treatment. In her memory, the money raised is used by Velindra not just for counselling and therapy programmes, but for facilities and infrastructure, for research into cures and treatment for all forms of cancer, and, in conjunction with other charities, to fund the specialist nurse programme at Velindra, with 15 nurses now in post. Recently, Rhian's fund put up 3 years' funding towards the cost of a specialist physiotherapist. Physiotherapy can make a real difference to the quality of life experienced by cancer sufferers. No parent should have to face the death of a child. Wayne and Jane Griffiths met as school pupils at Porth County. They married and had 2 children, Rhys and Rhian. They lost their beautiful daughter in the prime of her life, but they channeled their unimaginable pain and anguish as parents into a force for public good, a dynamic force, which has raised money in all kinds of innovative ways, reaching out not just to the Rhondda, but to the whole of the area the Velindra Cancer Centre serves across South Wales. Treks and hikes, sponsored fun runs, charity balls, badge and ribbon sales in scores of outlets up and down the valleys and further afield. Dinners, special events at Halloween, Christmas time, and other key points in the year. Though they're always the first to recognise the hard work and generosity of so many of the fund supporters, Wayne and Jane Griffiths are themselves tireless. The dance night I was at in Treorchy was just the latest gig they've organised with the Lonely Hearts Club Band, which have put nearly £30,000 into the fund's coffers. Astonishingly, all told, the Rhian Griffiths Forget-Me-Not Fund has now raised well over £750,000. I'll say that again. £750,000. When it sees it, in the Rhondda and elsewhere, generosity responds to generosity. Kindness meets kindness. But Wayne Griffiths isn't content to stop there. He told us that night in the rugby club that the fund has a target of £1 million now firmly in its sights. And if it's anything to do with Wayne, and it most certainly is, they'll achieve that sooner rather than later. Wayne is one of the Rhondda's great characters, jolly and outgoing, a force of nature in person, and the quickest responder I've ever come across to social media posts in the virtual world. I'll bet that even before I finish speaking now, he'll have commented on it on Facebook or Twitter, probably on both, and a few other platforms too. Wayne was a couple of years ahead of me at Porth County. Easy to look up to, even then. Always known by his nickname, which came from his initials, W-E-G, Wegg. Wegg had a stellar career as a solicitor, becoming a partner with Devenhills as long ago as 1983. But he's still full of youthful vim and vigour, as he demonstrated that night at Treorchy Rugby, drawing the fundraising raffle with a wry sense of humour and a barrage of statistics about the fund's latest initiatives. His jokes are almost as good as mine. I think I'm glad, though, that he seemed to leave the dad dancing to me. And by the way, it's not just Rhian's fund that he promotes. He's always putting in a word, and often doing more than that, in support of other good causes, whether they're connected with health matters or not. A man of true charity. Charity of spirit and of practical action. Christmas is upon us now. However bleak this midwinter is, I wish you the most joyful of celebrations, wherever you are, whoever you're with, even if they're dad dancing. Especially if they're dad dancing. If your family circle is unbroken, spare a thought for those who mourn the loss of loved ones, and for those who are alone. And don't forget the Rhian Griffiths Forget Me Not Fund. I'm John Geraint Roberts, John on the Rhondda. A Merry Christmas to all our listeners.